Hi, you are just in time for Tax Mama's Tax Quips from TaxMama.com, where taxes can be fun. Ava here with answers to tax questions from readers that you might face. Today, Bob from Greensboro, North Carolina tells this story. My parents bought our house in 1965 for $50,000. They put their home in my name in 1981 when it was worth around $90,000. Now we're selling it this year for $150,000. So my question is, do I pay tax on the profit between the original purchase price of $50,000 and the current sales price of $150,000, or the difference between the 1981 value when I got it at $90,000 and today's price of $150,000? What do I do? Wow, Bob. Are there still houses going that cheaply in the U.S.? For heaven's sake, a 50-year-old shack that hasn't ever been maintained goes for over $500,000 in California. You, my friend, are living in paradise. And you're living in that house. Well, since you are, then you pay tax only on the profits above $250,000. Since even the sales price is less than that, you won't be paying any taxes at all. Isn't that wonderful? Enjoy the windfall. But for those who want to know what basis or tax cost to use in a situation like this, it would be the parent's original purchase price, plus any improvements, less any disaster deductions. But when it comes to gifts you've received, your basis is always going to be that of the person who gave you the gift. In addition, the purchase date for tax purposes will also be the date that it was originally purchased by the person who gave it to you, by the donor. So parents, when you give your children homes, stocks, or other valuables, please be sure to give them the paperwork showing the costs, improvements, and purchase date. Naturally, you'll find answers to all your questions about estate, gift taxes, and other tax information. Where else? At TaxMama.com.